Lecture 29, The World of Frankish Greece.
In this lecture, I wish to deal with the implications of the sack of Constantinople in 1204 and the establishment of the Latin Empire and the various Frankish feudal principalities in the traditional Greek homeland. And this is the first of, two lectures that look at the immediate impact of the Fourth Crusade. We're going to deal with the Byzantine and the Orthodox perceptions of the aftermath of the Fourth Crusade in a separate lecture, the creation of the so-called splinter empires. But I should note for a moment that the whole venture of the Fourth Crusade, what led up to it, my stress on the different types of misunderstandings and relationships that led to that fateful event, that Fourth Crusade is going to influence and direct a good deal of what follows in the balance of this course. And one can really understand the 13th century and what happens to crusading in the 13th century by tracing the influences back to the Fourth Crusade. And so the next five or six lectures essentially are working out the implications of what happened at Constantinople. And we'll be looking at not only the Byzantines and Crusaders in the Aegean world, in the old Byzantine heartland, but the implications in Outremer, the traditional Crusader settlement areas, in the Islamic world, particularly the Seljuk Turks in Egypt, the successors of Saladin were ruling over Egypt and Syria, and finally in Western Europe itself, especially the Genoese and Venetians who emerged out of these events as great commercial powers, even empires. And so, to a large extent, what we're dealing with after 1204 are the implications of what that crusade meant in its wider context. So in this lecture, we can look far more immediately and on the creation of crusader states in the form of Byzantine Empire. And this issue really looks forces us to look at two areas. One is the city of Constantinople herself, the old imperial capital, its hinterland in what is now European Turkey, which the Byzantines would call Thrace, and the immediate regions around the Sea of Marmara on the Asian shores. Here, an emperor was declared. Baldwin, the Count of Flanders, would be elected as the first Latin emperor, that is, Emperor of the Romans by the Fourth Crusade. And the struggle that ensued over the control of the imperial capital between Crusaders and Byzantines and, well, also Bulgarians. It's essentially a three-sided struggle. The other area we're going to look at is Greece, the old Greek homeland, particularly central and southern Greece, which was the birthplace, the cradle of Hellenic civilization going back into the Bronze Age. This would be especially the peninsula known as the Peloponnesus in classical times, or the Morea, the mulberry tree land in the Byzantine times, because it was the home to so many silk plantations. And central Greece and the historic cities of Athens, Thebes, Corinth, there, crusaders settled in great numbers. There were a number of Italian investors that showed up. And the type of society created in Frankish Greece was quite a different manner than what prevailed in the city of Constantinople. And in a way, these two worlds became disconnected. The connecting link, to a large extent, were the Venetians, who now took over the carrying trade in the Aegean and emerged as a great commercial empire. And we'll deal with the Venetians in more detail later. So we have to really look at these two different areas, which had very, very different influences and impact on the Greek Orthodox populations. And ironically, it's in the first area, the struggle for the control of the imperial capital, that will influence the political legacy and perceptions rather than what prevailed in Crusader Greece, Frankish Greece. Well, let's get to that first area first, the old imperial capital. On May 16th, 1204, in accordance with the document drawn up in March of that year, the Crusaders and Venetians set up a commission to elect a new Emperor of the Romans. This was part of the arrangement that went back to the so-called Partitio Romana, that is the Romani, the partition of the Roman Empire, the document that had been concluded just before the general assault.